Hello, and welcome to The Good Night Show. I am your host, Daniel Van Kirk. It is Thursday, July 9th, around 12 a.m. Rochelle, Illinois time, and I am glad that you are here. As always, I am joined by my producer and my friend, Mr. Noah Eberhardt. Noah, good night to you.
Good night to you, Dan.
How you been?
I am not sleeping well.
Really?
Well, yeah, I don't know why. Maybe I should listen to this show.
There you go.
Calm myself down at night.
But, are you a marijuana person, Noah Eberhardt?
No, I dabble with the CBD, but not with the THC.
Okay.
But I haven't in a while because.
Do you think when marijuana becomes completely mainstream in our world that like someone will sample Naughty by Nature and it'll be like a commercial, it'll be like, you down with THC? Yeah, you know me. And you can too. And then it'll be just an ad.
So. Maybe first time we'll I really to heard read that ad. Naughty by Nature, the first time I really heard it in college was one of the first times I used the marijuana. So okay. I have a very strong.
I missed it. Never used any marijuana until I was in my mid-20s.
And it's probably good. Wait until your brain stops developing. That's probably how you should do it.
Or you fucking, you get your brain to develop in the right way, man. Like, not the way the industry or society tries to make you. Here's what I would like to talk about, though. I'm doing a nice little chamomile tea with some honey tonight. Mm. Do you press the bag or do you just drop it in and let nature take its course?
I press the bag. I let nature take its course.
You can't do both.
In that case, then I'm not letting nature take its course. I give the bag a little squeeze when I'm taking it out.
You press the bag.
I know our editor Brendan times it out very precisely. He like leaves it in for a specific number of minutes so it doesn't get too bitter, and then sometimes he adds salt.
To his tea.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm constantly trying to not dip into a British accent, but we'll get into that later. Okay. Hey, everyone. Thanks for being here. That was just a little Dan and Noah time. Hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you're already asleep. If you're not, though, it's Thursday, which means that we get recommendations from you for things to read and watch. And also, we tell you everything that we're reading, watching, listening to, and being entertained by. If you have something you want to recommend, you can text or leave me a voicemail at 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Or email me at thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. I want to let everybody know that 1 week from today, Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Rochelle time, I will be headlining the Nowhere Comedy Club, and you can get a ticket at danielvankirk.com or nowherecomedyclub.com. I will be doing a lot of new material. If you see me do any Zoom shows or you happen to be in Cap City, by Cap City, I mean Austin, Texas, at literally Cap City Comedy. You might have seen some of this stuff. I'm working on it. It's developing it, but it's all new, at least since the album, and I would appreciate to have you there. It'll just be a fun night. Also, there's a few tickets left for the VIP treatment, which means you'll get to do a post-show hang with me. Maybe you'll be a little pen pals, a little good night show gang, a little dumb people town. I don't know. Who knows? But it will just be a hang. Also, and lastly, before we get into this show, I want to remind everybody that the Game Night Show is a thing that is happening, and there's going to be multiple types of game nights you can do. You can play multiple times if you would like. If you win one of our types of game nights, you will be entered into a winner's only night. This is all a lot of fun. It's a hang. The very first one is happening later on today, but fret not, because I believe tomorrow on Friday, I will be announcing dates for not only another game night this month, but possibly game night dates for August as well. So if you're interested in that, now is the best time to email thegoodnightpod@gmail.com and put game night in the subject line. And hopefully eventually I'll get to hang with all of you, because it's not a show. It's a hang. All right, I said I wanted to talk in a British dialect. Here is why. Let's dig into the entertainment. Television, I have finished the UK Office. Pretty good, isn't it? I like it. This is what I think. And I think we might have talked about this, Noah. To all of you out there, I will admit this. I loved the Office US version when it came out. I was very late to it in terms of watching it all. I think I fell off somewhere around the second season. And I watched it, the whole thing on Netflix. I really liked it. But it was really the second go around that I'm watching now where I am laughing even way more. I have theories as to why that is, but needless to say, I'm enjoying it a lot. I feel like that's the case with the UK Office. Obviously, for me, I've technically watched it out of order, so I'm comparing Gareth's character to Rainn Wilson's portrayal of Dwight. And that can constantly, I think, kind of take you out of it. Also, it's a completely different show. You know, the comedy styling for the UK, I think, is... This is, I'm not breaking new ground here, but it's very different than it is for America. So maybe what I'm conditioned to enjoy or like isn't found in that. And that is not a commentary on the quality of that show. It's a commentary on me and how I consume storylines and characters and comedy. But I really liked it. I mean, obviously it's great. I would have liked the characters to be a little bit more dimensional, but again, that just could be a me thing. And I thought the best episodes was the two-parter of the Christmas special, which even isn't technically part of the run of the show. I wonder, though, if they had that in mind when they finished off the show, that maybe we'll come back 3 years later and put a button on a lot of this, because it feels like it when you watch it all together. Yeah, I really liked it, but I think I'm just more prone to like, or conditioned to like, what season 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of The Office became and was. What about what about you, Noah? Are you a big UK fan?
UK Office or UK in general?
I think we'll stick with the context of the subject we're talking about. So The Office, buddy.
I wasn't sure because you were talking a little bit about British humor. In general. The British Office, I have only watched a couple episodes of it, I haven't watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could give a fair... I would go back. I would try it again.
Yeah, but. I mean, I definitely had this feeling of like more like pushing myself to finish it at certain times. But it's great. And if you love it and you're hearing this and you are upset by my lack of enthusiasm for it, understand it's art. And that's okay. Some things, though, like, we just can't. I mean, Jaws is great. Sorry, I can't help you there. Another TV show that I'm watching is Perry Mason. Noah, I think we talked about this last week. Are you watching Perry Mason?
Not yet, but it's on the queue.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Very UK of you. It's great. It's really, really good. I liked the third episode probably more than I like the first two combined, but man, it's an expensive show. You can see a lot of LA, at least a lot of LA in the 30s-ish. I think it is the 30s actually. So I like it. It's got a good case to it. There's a lot of times when you're watching it and you just feel like, oh, this is acting. Like this is just straight up. These scenes are going to be done in little black box theaters all across Los Angeles while people take their classes and they tell everyone, hey, this is a scene from Perry Mason. I'm Perry Mason. So I would recommend it, but it just feels like straight up acting. I've also been caught up on I'll Be Gone in the Dark, and I know we've talked about that. It's very, very good. It's something I think for people who... maybe also one is, I don't think they filmed anything from I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Are you watching it, Noah?
I am, yeah.
I don't think, and maybe you can speak to this as well. I don't think they filmed anything from I'll Be Gone in the Dark before Michelle passed away.
I get that sense as well.
Which means, I also don't think they filmed anything before he was caught, which means I think in people's interviews, they're telling them to speak as though he hasn't been caught.
Right.
When he definitely has, which is fine because you're telling a story and you're adapting a book and you need things to live in the timeline in which place you're telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if some people might have thought of it on that level, they'd be like, when did they do, like...
Right.
Because
it's a little confusing now, but I think, you know, if you watch it 20 years from now and you're not familiar with the case, right now, everybody's talking about the case. Everybody
sure
knows it.
Sure.
If you're watching it in the future, maybe it's better for storytelling purposes that you know, they will only reveal it later in the series that he's been caught and all
and
that.
And man, they really tackle a couple of things that I took away from this most recent episode. They tackle just... And people that don't want to learn things, you know, people, you've heard us talk about this on Pen Pals, like people who are like, I don't want to hear about straws. I use straws. We're like, okay, yeah, but we found out, like, you stopped using asbestos, right? Because we found out you didn't just like hang on to the way you built fucking houses. But there's people that just don't. So when you say like, man, people like for a large time in this country, and even in many ways still today, like people just don't give a fuck about women. You'll get like a lot of people like, oh, come off it, you know, but like, it's true. Like one of the things that allowed this to happen is like, it was like a simple misdemeanor, like a fine if you raped a woman in many states in the 70s and probably even longer. I don't know the full history. I mean, they just found out that in Minneapolis, they have a backlog of thousands of rape kits that were just never done. And you know why? Yeah. Because someone didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, come on, it's who cares? That's the mentality that at some level, and maybe even multiple levels, but at least at one, that goes into place. And so
they're too busy buying tanks. That's
yeah, right.
They,
yeah.
They were focusing on that instead.
You need a javelin. So they talk about that a lot of just like, well, you just, people didn't care about women. I mean, a lot of this was like, what did you do? I mean, they talk about all these videos to quote unquote help women where it's like, don't invite crime against yourself.
Yeah. Those videos are so weird looking back.
Oh,
now.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. And there's still a lot of people who crazy. Think that way, dude.
Yeah.
So the other thing I took away though, is there's a scene where there's a couple speaking and she's recounting what happened to her. And they are doing it's a two shot. For people who don't know, a two shot is two people in the frame, but they keep going to a single on him. Now, one thing I would like to say, in the magic of editing, you should, for anybody who's ever watched television, if you're seeing something, but hearing someone off camera, you can never assume those two things are happening at the same time. So there might've been some for effect that she was not talking about that or not saying those things. Sure. And they stole that shot of him, possibly. I'm just, because you don't know. That's all.
Classic.
I'm just trying
editing.
To highlight that possibility. Yeah. But yeah. All in all, as I watched her recount something so painful with such firmness, and I watched him have such a difficult time, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to watch him have such a difficult time rehearing it, I literally said out loud, and this is what I said, and they say women aren't tough. She is dealing with, living with, struggling with, fighting this. And he seems to not have the stomach to even hear it, let alone talk about it. And I'm not condemning him in any way because we all have our own journey and the way that we go through things. But for so many people that want to write this narrative of the weak woman, maybe you should watch some of this show and talk to me about who's maybe not so fucking weak.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was talking about the attack and then everything that happened after the attack too, which she also...
He didn't
have to deal with any of that stuff. He didn't.
But he's telling. He's saying
to
like.
Hospital.
I checked in yeah. those moments. I couldn't even. I can't process. And she's telling you, here's everything that happened.
Yeah.
So, maybe, I don't know if this could catch on, but listen to women. I want to talk about movies. Man, we have so much to do. I watched Creature from the Black Lagoon because of, and we talked about it last week, because of the footage they use in the first episode of I'll Be Gone in the Dark. It's great. That actor did a great job portraying the creature. Also, the film work is phenomenal. I want to swim in that lagoon, and I know he's in there. It's a good movie. Have you seen it, Noah?
No, I haven't.
Dude, I think it's an hour and 12 minutes. Check it out. It's on Amazon.
Ooh.
Yeah, I dug it a lot. I recently watched Adventures in Babysitting as well. Lot of problematic language and things in there, but still a good, fun movie. Bradley Whitford, Elizabeth Shue. Man, there's a scene where they go to a blues club in Chicago that I wish they could delete, because it is, I mean, that's some Office UK stuff. Super cringe. But speaking of Adventures in Babysitting, you might have seen on my Instagram that I made a list of my summer movies. I'm going to run them down really quick, and then we got to take a quick break because I'm almost even done with this episode. And I haven't even gotten to all of it. But if you want to check it out, go to my Instagram, or we might have this up over at the Goodnight Pod. Days of Confused, Meatballs, The Great Outdoors, Jaws, Summer Rental, Wet Hot American Summer, Everybody Wants Some, Summer School, The Burbs, Sandlot, National Lampoon's Vacation, and Stand By Me. Yes, I could have put Camp Nowhere on there, but I didn't. So that's my list, and I'm standing by it. I want to let everybody know that My Morning Jacket has a new album coming out, The Waterfall 2. Yes, I'm getting it on vinyl. They are doing a listening party later on tonight. The good news is, if you're playing the game night with me, once it's over, I'm going to hop over to YouTube and catch as much of that as I can. You should be able to. I think it's at 9 o'clock Eastern time. That would be 8 o'clock Rochelle time. And if you're into the My Morning Jacket like me, I would go to their YouTube channel and I would listen to as much of The Waterfall 2 as I could. Okay, let's take a quick little break. We'll be right back, and I will try to get us out of here soon. The Dress Up Gang is a heartwarming, hilarious, and absurd show about Donnie, a sweet childlike man, and Corey, a dad-like deadbeat crashing on his couch. Their friends in the courtyard are played by Andy McDowell as herself and comedians Brent Weinbach, Frankie Quinones, Chase Bernstein, and more. All of their friends have nice butts, if you must know. Well, what's it about? Well, in one episode, Donnie takes a baby skunk in named Wonko, but Wonko is so cute that his neighbor will do anything to get his hands on Wonko to impress his mistress. So yeah, there's stories like that. The show is like warm soup on a cold day with someone to kick to it. While you're stuck inside your house, you might as well stop by ours. The Dress Up Gang is available on the TBS app, video on demand, and YouTube TV. Pierview Suites is a beachside boutique hotel on the Central Coast in Cayucos, California. It's located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles along Highway 1, just below Big Sur and the famous Hearst Castle. Their all-suite hotel combines the comforts of private residences and with the amenities and services of a small resort, including ocean views, fine furnishings, private balconies, fully equipped kitchens, and daily housekeeping. Special pricing is available for any stay of 3 plus, 7 plus, or 30 plus nights when you call to book direct. As part of their continued commitment to provide an outstanding guest experience, Pierview Suites is excited to announce the first phase of their hotel's largest refresh to date. Deeply rooted in Central Coast tradition, their unpretentious yet modern new look will enhance the tone of their beachside community with laid-back surf vibes. All suites will offer guests a space that is intimate yet luxurious, local but inviting, evocative of the rich history of Cayucos but in keeping with contemporary California lifestyle. They also feature an entirely virtual front desk with automated check-in, self-checkout, and mobile keys delivered to your smartphone for easy access upon your arrival. To explore the hotel and reserve your stay, please visit pierviewsuites.com and follow Pierview Suites on Instagram and Facebook for exclusive deals. Okay, we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Don't have a lot of time here, But I want to mention a couple podcasts. Noah, you have one. Someone Knows Something, season 6. Is that a new season of that that just came out?
It's a new season. It's a true crime podcast from CBC. It's hosted by David Ridgen, who I just love. He's a very nice Canadian man who also just happens to be an investigator, reporter. And I just love how he always, whenever he meets people, he always greets their animals, and he just loves talking about people's dogs, and he always leaves that in, and it's just very endearing. And above all that, like, the stories that he picks are interesting, and I think he approaches them with kind of compassion and good storytelling. So nice. I would highly recommend Someone Knows Something, and specifically, yeah, there's a new season 6 out right now.
Awesome. I want to recommend a podcast everybody's probably familiar with called This American Life, but specifically, if you're somebody like me, you kind of go in and out with it. I know some people listen every week. The Cars episode came out for the 4th of July, and it is the best episode. I don't know if there's other ones I love, but it is in the top 10, top 5 episodes of all time of This American Life. It is so good and touches on so many different types of personalities and lives and the way people think and act and this whole thing that we do of buying cars. If you have never listened to This American Life, you should be. If you've listened to it, but you've never listened to this episode, you need to. It's the Cars episode of This American Life. One thing I want to do too, I want to let everybody know about like an account that I think is fun to follow. We talk about those every once in a while, mainly on like Fridays, like, oh, did you see this on whoever account? But if you're not following House of Highlights on Instagram, I would recommend it. It's predominantly like NBA stuff, but that's not happening right now. They do a lot of other things as well. They recently posted a video of a guy doing like trick shot, like ping pong balls off of things into a cup. Starts out very simple, gets more and more difficult, and then where he ends up is art. It's beautiful, it's cool, and it's funny. So follow House of Highlights on Instagram if you're not already. We have some information from you guys of things you want us to check out. We have a text from the 832 area code that says, hello, good night pod folks. And they say that they love Avatar, the Last Airbender cartoon series on Netflix. Don't watch the live action movie, but the show is so good. And they've even declared to their friends that it is their religion because it's that spot on, and their religion has been vacant for some time. I got confused reading that. But they say that the cartoon series is available now to create interest for their own eventual live-action remake. The spin-off comic book series by the same creators of the show is also very, very good. And I think that's, they say here, it's called The Promise, The Search, and The Rift. So I would check out The Last Airbender. And I think M. Night Shyamalan did the live action. We also have a text from the 765 area code listener named Dakota. He says, good night, DVK and New No. This is Dakota again, here to confirm that the floor is lava, while high, makes it 100 times more entertaining when people bust their kneecaps on the platform they land on. I'd also recommend the new documentary on Netflix called Disclosure. Disclosure walks you through the history of trans representation in television and film, and I think it's a really important documentary for everyone to watch. As a cis white woman, I found this documentary very eye-opening and educational, and I truly think everyone on this planet would benefit from watching this. Thank you for all the work you guys put into this podcast. You are greatly appreciated. Well, thank you, Dakota, and I will add that to my list. I want to check out Disclosure. We have an email from a listener named Eric. Says, good night, Dan and Noah. In the last few months, my wife and I have watched most of all of the British panel show Taskmaster twice over. The concept is that gigantic comedian Greg Davies gives the panelists specific tasks, never repeated and always very different, and then awards points based on how well they complete them. The first bunch of the seasons is on YouTube, and it's coming to America on the CW. What? I love CW. In the near future. They tried an American version, and they really messed it up, but I can 100% picture you being a fantastic taskmaster. Taskmaster. All right. I'll check that out too. We'll add that to my list of things I at least want to watch an episode of and give it a shot. Thanks, Eric, for the recommendation. Noah, one other thing before we get out of here. You're playing something called Cities Skylines on PS4.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's been out for a few years already. This is not new information. It's like SimCity, if you've ever played that. It's like a different company trying to basically get do their own that. Version of SimCity.
Okay.
And it's very relaxing. You can build out, you know, your city and create it how you want. And I don't know. Yeah, I've just been, it's been very relaxing.
Awesome. Yeah. Two last things before I get out of here. As I breeze through my list there, I'm going to try and watch one of them or maybe two of them a week and talk about them here. So if you want to play along, I imagine that in the next week, I will watch Dazed and Confused and possibly Meatballs. Probably will watch both of them. So if you want to do that with me, I'll probably be talking about it next week. And lastly, we started this. I think it's fun. Maybe even something good for the summer. Who knows? Maybe we'll keep it going. I have a song recommendation. This week, it is Summer Madness, which I feel is very apropos in dark times and great times as well. Why not? I love summer so much. I hope everyone is finding a way to have a summer that they love and that they enjoy. This song is called Summer Madness from Kool and the Gang. It was released in 1974 on their album Light of Worlds. It reached number 36 on the Hot Soul Singles chart. And as of 2018, this is how many people have sampled it. There has been 145 recordings sampling this song, but it on its own straight up is just a banger. So here's a little bit of that, and then I will get us out of here. Tonight's episode of The Good Night Show is produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon with production assistance from Ben Zeiper and Lissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. You can check out more of his work at cmdugan.com. Hey, if you enjoyed tonight's show, get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. You can sign up for The Good Night Show Weekend Edition, and you'll get exclusive weekly episodes of some of our favorite topics. Plus, you'll get a super cut of the entire week's worth of shows, as well as access to the Hindsight podcast. There are three Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. Goodnight Show is not part of any network, which means all proceeds go to the costs and people that keep this show on the air. Your support matters and is greatly appreciated. You can also support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes, and also just tell everyone you know about this little show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.